I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Rajasthan, India are asking prayer support for Hope Givers International. They'll be in the country's Supreme Court Wednesday. Hope Givers Michael Glenn.
We're appealing to the Supreme Court. The major issues we are dealing with would be the bail for Archbishop M.A. Thomas, his son, the president of Hope Givers, Dr. Samuel Thomas, and the other core issues such as the freezing of our bank account and the operating licenses for the hospital, the schools, the orphanages.
Meanwhile, Mississippi's hard-hit Hancock County area is readying for another hurricane season in the U.S. International AIDS Dean Agee says they've set up a volunteer center that houses those helping in the rebuild. This summer, about 300 people from church groups and other groups are using it. Their timing couldn't be better.
Hancock County, where we're working, is an area that was relatively unchurched, and we are working with local churches to do the rebuilding effort. As a good friend of ours who lives down there says, you know, it's really the church groups and the volunteers that are doing the rebuilding.
And Life Action Ministries is gearing up for work with their new children's ministry team. In just 2 weeks, team members, teachers, and all returning team members arrive to begin the leadership and staff training. Pray that God will bless their preparation for ministry and unify the teams in purpose and vision. The children's clubs are a vital part of the overall outreach. Their content is tailored specifically to children in order for them to be able to apply spiritual truth in their own lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is celebrating our 15th anniversary by giving away a Shoes for Orphans Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.